Ukraine seals an EU business deal that'll make things with Russia even trickier. From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Ukraine is signing a major free trade deal with the European Union, and Russia is not happy about it. It's a deal Ukraine's former leader turned down last year. That set in motion the events that led to leadership change and Russia's aggressive military moves. Otilia Dond, vice president of Teneo Intelligence, joins us from London to explain. Hi, Otilia.
Hello.
So you can't untangle the politics from the economics, but we want to focus on the economic questions as much as we can. Ukraine knew that Russia would be furious with this EU deal. So what is in the package economically that it was worth that kind of risk for Ukraine?
Well, this has already been called the most expensive trade deal in history, given all sorts of problems that it brought to Ukraine in terms of its relationship with Russia. The association agreement in itself is a tool for increasing economic and political cooperation of the EU with non-members, and it is typically understood to be the first step to eventual membership of the EU. Now, the agreement itself harmonizes the rules for standards of production or services, and it also removes tariffs and import quotas. And this is probably the most important part of it for Ukraine, which hopes to increase its trade and investment links to the European Union.
So it has these new potential trade opportunities, but Russia's foreign ministry are already warning of, quote, grave consequences. How is Russia going to respond to this?
Indeed, Russia will most likely revoke the privileges in trade that Ukraine has enjoyed with Russia for years. And Ukraine has already got a preview of what the potential implications could be last summer when Russia blocked imports of several categories of Ukrainian goods. So they know very well that this is something that is very likely ahead. Now, obviously, this causes quite a bit of a transitive problem for the economy. But the benefits of signing the agreement with the EU become quite apparent in the mid to long run. The case here would be Poland, which started off with pretty much the same GDP per capita as Ukraine in the 1990s, and now it's four times that as compared to Ukraine right now. So if Ukraine is expecting short-term difficulties in the economy, it is the long run that they are focusing on right now.
Okay, Otilia Dond with Teneo Intelligence. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is a nonprofit, listener-supported service. A gift from you, yes, you, if you can, in any amount, helps the Marketplace crew keep telling the money stories behind the news of the day. Help us end the budget year in a strong position by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th. As of next month, millions more Americans can get coverage for mental health and substance abuse treatment. Because of changes in the law in the works since 2008, the behavioral health sector will be on more equal footing with general medical care. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains from the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia.
As the owner of the Renfrew Center, the nation's first residential treatment facility for eating disorders, Sam Menigid could teach a class on ways to persuade insurers to cover patients. But even with all his savvy, Menigid still loses plenty of business.
Renfrew turns away at least 40% of those patients who are referred to us because it's prohibited under their policies.
But Menigid thinks the denial days may be ending.
I'm already investigating other cities to open in lower levels of care, but also residential care.
If you're in the behavioral health business, 2014's a defining moment. First, you've got the Affordable Care Act, which opens up service to all the uninsured. It also requires most plans to include mental health and substance abuse services. And the University of Maryland's Howard Goldman says out-of-pocket spending, deductibles, and copays is on par with what a patient would spend on general medical care.
It means that millions more people will be able to seek services in the private sector and have those services covered, and covered in a way that will not cause them to become bankrupted.
More patients with better access to care has providers and investors humming. Here are some numbers. One in four Americans has a diagnosable mental disorder, including individuals with addiction. About 40 million people are expected to get improved access to mental health and substance abuse services by 2016. With a market like that, it's no wonder Wall Street has started sniffing around, says Mark Koval.
There is a huge investments in health care, and mental health has been on the sidelines. Today, we're seeing investors look at this part of healthcare very differently.
Koval is president of the National Association of Psychiatric Health Systems. He expects providers to plow new money back into their businesses and find ways to make services more affordable and attractive for insurers. Make no mistake, these new financial opportunities represent behavioral health's coming out party. And NYU Dean Sherry Gleed says that makes therapy and addiction less like dirty words.
We've deinstitutionalized, in some sense, stigma. We've taken it out of our insurance institutions. Whether we can take it out of our social institutions remains to be seen, but it's definitely a big step forward.
Gleed says in today's world, mental health is just another condition, and there's room to make money off it, just like every other health condition. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And finally, a Maine town is out nearly $30,000 after it accidentally built a football field on private property. That means it has to buy the land it mistakenly turned into turf. That turns out to be cheaper than moving the football field to another location. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.